This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ryan, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're fired up. I mean, this is what it's all about, getting the chance to talk to you, getting ready for the Bears season, and finally getting to look at your team. There's going to be a big practice tomorrow, obviously, and then Sunday night, national television, will be the unveiling of the first team offense for the first time under Ben Johnson, of the first team defense as well. Everybody's going to play. I think everyone in Chicago is fired up to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great opportunity. Like you said, that joint practice is going to be the first step and get a team in here that's been, you know, knocking on that Super Bowl door, championship caliber team that's well coached and well prepared. So I think it's going to be a really good test for our team and where we're at, and then of course get a look at these guys on game day. So it should be good.
Ryan, great to chat with you. Obviously, I think we have to start with Caleb Williams, and I think everyone's really excited to see him play on Sunday in particular. Where have you seen him improve the most throughout training camp, and how do you hope to see that show up on Sunday night?
Yeah, you can see, you know, for a young quarterback, you can see his progress that he's made throughout training camp and really over the last 2 years, night and day, just in terms of the operation. And there's still room to improve. But he's taking ownership of that, being open to being coached hard, and he continues to get better. You know, with young players, it's usually, you know, 2-3 steps forward, maybe a step back, 2-3 steps forward, step back. Kind of that natural progression as we've gone through camp. But I love to see him and continue to improve, you know, with the operation. And he'll have the opportunity to do that here in this first preseason game that he's going to play in.
I'm curious about that, about the play of the starters. And we heard from Ben Johnson yesterday, and he said that that it will be determined how much they play. There were a lot of things involved in that. I'm just curious, you know, coming from Kansas City, where Andy Reid played his starters, they played a lot in the preseason. What is your philosophy versus Ben's philosophy? Do you guys agree on this? How much conversation did it take to help you guys decide when the starters will play? And I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that third preseason game coming on Friday after a Sunday night game, it seems like this may be the debut and the finale.
Dress rehearsal,
yes.
Yeah, Ben and I, we have a lot of discussions about this to start. The one thing I really appreciate about Ben is he's very, very thoughtful. And it's really a part of being a head coach that no one really thinks about when you're putting together the schedule, the workloads, working with sports science. And also your installation process as well. He's been very thoughtful with that and has had a great plan that I absolutely agree with. Obviously wanted to get a high volume of reps for that group last week against Miami as well, plus the pregame, and now be able to roll out and get these guys going in a live situation in the stadium where, you know, you got to get the calls through the headsets, and it's a normal game operation. So, you know, we did have a lot of conversations, and I like the progression. I would not assume that this would be the last one either.
Okay.
I think he's going to take a look and see how practice goes, how the game goes, and kind of determine how we're going to approach the third game. But I think we're still pretty open to how we're going to approach the Kansas City operation as well, because kind of the big challenge over the last few years is when you have that empty space where it used to be a fourth preseason game, I think you have to really look at that differently, because that's a long time between games. In between live action. So
yep.
We'll continue to work through that, but I wouldn't make any assumptions on the last game either.
You brought up working with Ben, and obviously you interviewed him and had a big part in getting him here. And I'm just curious, because Molly and I were just joking about it before you came on, you know, you never got to sit in a meeting room with him. You never watched him coach on the field. Like, what has surprised you the most about Ben Johnson, the head coach?
Yeah, I knew the intelligence was very high. I knew from, you know, obviously playing them when he was calling it, that from a scheme standpoint, he was very good. Gave me vibes of what we had in Kansas City, mm-hmm. and how he was able to get players in positions to be successful, but also to attack pressure points on the opposing defense. So I knew that part was there. I had very little questions about that. I think anytime you're hiring someone, it's like, how are they in front of the room? How are they in stressful situations? What's the overall day-to-day operation look like in terms of motivating the guys and then staff? And he's knocked all of those out of the park in front of the room. He's incredible, very thoughtful in how he approaches the team, and the guys respond to it. The intensity has been high. I knew he was an intense guy, but it's sky high, and it's because he cares. The passion level is off the charts, and the guys respond to that really well, which has been really cool to see, and they trust him. We had that padded practice. Everyone was talking about how physical it was, and I told him after, I said, you know what, this tells me that this team trusts you, because not a lot of teams are doing that anymore. Practices aren't that physical. But they believe in you when you said, hey, we need to do this in order to take the next step to be a physical football team that's going to allow us to win and also be resilient when we get into the season. And they didn't think twice about it. They did it. And that was a huge sign for me.
Ryan, I'm sure you're familiar with this Seth Wickersham book that's coming out, American Kings, about quarterbacks. And Caleb has already addressed some of the stuff with his father and the pre-draft process and whether they were ready to come to Chicago or worried about coming to Chicago, etc. I'm sure you're well familiar with it. There was an element of it that I didn't hear about until recently, which is apparently there's a chapter where Sean Payton talks about the way that he evaluates quarterbacks, and he's looking specifically at Caleb, and he talked about the number of I think he calls them too many completions left on the field. The idea that sometimes with college guys you got to look at the negative plays versus the positive plays. But he said at the time that he was a little bit concerned, a little worried about Caleb's processing speed. Is that a legitimate concern? And just generally speaking, when it comes to processing speed, I mean, for years, I was always taught by people in the NFL that accuracy with quarterbacks is something you really can't learn. You're either accurate or you're not. You can either throw the ball. You can't really get better at it, even if you can improve slightly. But processing speed seems to be something that you can improve on, that you can work at. Is that something you're counting on with the relationship between Ben and Caleb?
Yeah, and that's the time that you put into it as well. I mean, you got to get to the point. And I had all my scouts in. We actually spent time on, you know, not so much processing speed, but instincts, read and react. And we really focused on that for every single position. And we feel like the more reps that you get at it and the more big picture understanding of what you're trying to accomplish within the scheme allows you then to start speeding that up. And the more reps that you get, the more opportunities that you get, you should see that improve. Obviously, you got to put the time in and have that relationship to get the clear understanding. So, yeah, we believe that that's definitely part of the evaluation, something that can continue to improve over time. So that'll be interesting. And I tell you what, like, you look across the league, and I know there's historically, you're probably right, but, you know, when you see a guy like Josh Allen and his completion percentage and accuracy improve like it did, you know, it gives you hope in development of really everyone on your roster. I mean, I'm looking at Nashawn Wright. I'm looking at Theo, offensive line. We're looking at Dom and Booker. Like, it's been really cool to see this staff lean into these guys and see this growth in a very short period of time. So as long as the work ethic's there, the dedication's there, the passion for the game, and then there's a relationship with the coach where they trust them, I think you can grow in all these different areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm glad you brought up Theo Benedict because we got to see him get some reps with the ones yesterday at left tackle. Is he really in the mix in that competition, or was it just sort of an opportunity to, you know, get Ozzie on the right side? How do you view that left tackle competition at this moment?
Yeah, it's still ongoing. And as a staff, I think, you know, Dan Rochard spoke recently, but, you know, we're looking for someone to take that position. And go out there and play free and get after it. And Theo's earned that. He has excelled since this year. Just seen the growth physically and performance-wise. So he's earned really the right to get into that competition. So we're excited to see him get more and more reps at the left spot. And he's shown that he can play a little bit of right, and he's shown he can play guard, which brings tremendous value. And then Ozzie, we got to also look forward to, you know, the season two. So, you know, wherever this lands, you know, you got to show some versatility to be active on game day and to help us. And I haven't done the study. I'm sure not historically, but over the last few years, we had to be at the very top of the league in terms of the amount of different O-line combinations. I hope that slows down, but we got that we have everyone ready to go. And they can play both sides in different positions. So really excited to see that play out here. You would hope that it starts to clear itself up here, I would say, over the next week or two.
I'm curious, Ryan, do you feel when you're evaluating offensive linemen that you have an advantage as a former offensive lineman, or does it become more difficult because you know more about that position than anyone, than any other. I mean, is that a burden for you? Is that a plus for you?
No, I would say there's a couple things there. I do think when you play the position, you understand the little details. You can probably pick up on certain things. That's why I love talking to different scouts that play different positions, because they can just pick up on the small things. If it's just the stripe of the helmet, where eyes are going through, you know, a twist, or even a linebacker being able to read and react and trigger. So it's really cool to hear from different people in those positions. I think sometimes the hard thing is we have a super high standard, and you're always looking, you know, for the absolute best. And there's also in between where guys can come in and develop and get better as well. And that takes, you know, some tools and traits, especially coming out of college and even the smaller school. You understand that there's growth and they can get to that point. I would say it's probably more of a positive. And I got a couple guys on staff, you know, some tight ends, some O linemen that I feel like we're dialed in pretty good. And it's starting to show up, and I love the way this is set up. Darnell continues to improve, working on his consistency and finish. And then the three guys inside with Jonah and Drew and Joe, it's been a pleasure to watch those three work together, start to gel and communicate. And I think we're going to see that early in our run game. That should get established pretty good this year.
Speaking of the run game, I know everyone, including DeAndre Swift himself, is looking for a better year this year. I wanted to ask you specifically, though, about Kyle Manungai and how fun it's been for you to sort of watch him develop over the course of training camp. A seventh-round draft pick who Ben Johnson said after Family Fest, he's someone that we're going to be able to trust. It's high praise for a seventh-round guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you pair those guys up with Eric Bieniemy, usually good things happen.
Yeah.
Kyle's been doing a really good job. You know, when you watch the tape, you really appreciate the vision, the feel at that position, and then the contact balance and the strength. A lot of times you've seen guys excel and reach their ceiling because of those traits, and that's what he has. Sometimes I think at that position you can over-evaluate, you know, the 40 time. Kyle's a guy that is going to find the right crease. He's going to fall forward. We saw that in that first preseason game. So I'm really excited about him. He surprised me. Even his hands are a lot better than I thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Also going to help us in certain situations and checkdowns. And he's a pain. He's a guy that, you know, wear on you throughout the course of the game. And with that rotation, with him and Swift, and we'll see with, you know, Roche and Homer, how they, you know, how that pans out. But should be a pretty cool combination.
Ryan, we really appreciate time. We'll let you go just on the way out. I'm very curious. In previous seasons, we saw you guys, you know, maybe making an extra cut and picking someone up, maybe trying to improve your team through other teams letting guys go at the end of camp. Is that still the case? Do you think that you'll be shopping around and looking? It's always important to improve your team whenever you can. Is that an opportunity that could happen before the start of the season, or do you feel pretty set with this roster?
Yeah. One, I've learned fast. I never feel set with the roster. Things change so fast, injuries or whatever. So we attack it like we did the first year. Our pro staff, including myself, will make calls across the league and just kind of see what's out there, what's available, what the chatter is, and see if that's something that can improve our football team. In terms of the claim process, once you start moving out of the first three slots there in the claim order, it becomes a little bit more difficult, got to be a little bit more selective. Thankfully, the roster's in a much better place than it was the first year when we made all those claims, so it's harder to make this football team.
Right.
We're going to be in a situation now where I think there's probably 57, 58 guys that I really would like, which makes it really hard in terms of making decisions down the stretch. But it's also a positive in terms of how far we've come. So it'll be a little bit harder. The number goes down, you know, as you get your roster set, but we'll always take swings at at players that we think can improve our roster. I think you always got to stay aggressive and keep that mindset regardless of where your football team is. So we'll continue to do that.
Great stuff, Ryan. Thank you a ton. Really
appreciate
fun
you, Ryan.
To talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That is the general manager of the Chicago Bears. That's Ryan Poles. Interesting stuff from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.